From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, and sitting in for Peter Sagal, Luke Burbank.
Thanks, Carl. Now, you might be wondering why I'm sitting in for Peter, and, well, let me explain. It's kind of like he's the president of Wait, Wait, which makes me the Dick Cheney. You know, I'm one heartbeat away from hosting the show at any minute, and I really need to stay sharp. I mean, I need practice sometimes. Like, you know how last weekend they let Dick Cheney be president for a few hours while the president was having that procedure? Well, this is like that, except it lasts for 2 weeks. And I don't think Peter's having that procedure, but I'm not sure. Now that we've got that squared away, though, we have an excellent show lined up for you. Jim Dale, the voice of all 7 Harry Potter books on tape, will be here to play our Not My Job game. First, though, it's your chance to take on our very own Death Eater, that is Carl Castle, with one of our listener games. If you want to play, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now it's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Jean Spazer from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jean. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How's Westchester?
It's charming.
That sounds like something you say about a town you're passing through, Jean. Right.
Jean, let's go ahead and just introduce you to our panel. First, we've got TV personality Mo Rocca.
Hello, Mo.
Charmed, I'm sure. Nice to meet you, Jean.
A comedian who'll be at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville on Saturday, August 4th, Paula Poundstone.
Hello, Paula.
Hi, Jean.
And humorist and the author of several books and audio programs, all shamelessly promoted at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello,
hey, Tom.
Jean, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you 3 quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain 2 of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Your first quote is from Senate testimony this week, an extraordinary session where senators did not mince words when questioning a Bush administration official. First, it's a Republican, Arlen Specter.
Do you expect us to believe that?
Next, Democrat Patrick Leahy.
I don't trust you.
And finally, a very angry Charles Schumer.
Sir, how can you say that you should stay on in your job when we go through exercises like this, where you're bobbing and weaving and ducking to avoid admitting that you deceived the committee?
Those were just a few examples of senators who openly mocked what official when he appeared on Capitol Hill this week.
Well, I want to say Gonzalez, but I don't think that's who it is. But that's all I can think of.
So you're going to say?
Gonzalez.
That's absolutely right. Go with your gut, Gene. The Attorney General / Pinata was on Capitol Hill once again, answering questions about wiretapping in an atmosphere that could only be described as ex-girlfriend-esque. The senators let loose on Gonzalez in a display of mocking and anger rarely seen. Reports are still sketchy, but there are some indications Gonzalez was actually waterboarded at one moment. When he complained, Arlen Specter said dryly, "Look up irony." And by the way, a late breaking news on that story, the Senate has now asked a special prosecutor be named to investigate perjury charges against the man in charge of the Justice Department, a request that goes to the Justice Department. So that should go well. All right, Gene, here's your next quote.
Hello, Democratic candidates. I've been growing concerned that global warming, the single most important issue to the snowmen of this country, is being neglected. As president, what will you do to ensure that my son will live a full and happy life?
Yeah, it's okay to clap for that. That was amazing. Gene, that was a snowman who asked a question of Democratic presidential candidates this week via what video website?
YouTube.
That's right. Yes, thanks to the miracle of technology, average Americans were able to submit their video questions for the debate. Along with the snowman, there was a heavy metal song about No Child Left Behind, many other odd entrants. Most people agreed that turning the debate over to the internet was a great idea. That was until Chris Dodd got tricked into giving all his campaign money to one of those Nigerian email scams.
I thought it was weird when that one guy kept writing in saying, touch your hair. I love it when you touch your hair.
I don't know if you were watching CNN, Tom. A little higher up on the dial there.
I think CNN is just going off their nut lately. That I think that this is, it's Lou Dobbs is painful to watch. I don't know who's wackier, the snowman lady or Lou Dobbs, who does so many asides now that there's his actual dialogue is on the ticker thing underneath. He's just painful.
He has a really big head. Sorry.
That's the problem you noticed?
Well, no, I
head
actually,
size is, with everything going on in the world, it's head size that's upsetting you?
I just think...
This is a news quiz show. We go over very important issues here in kind of...
Well, Lou Dobbs' head could explode at any moment. Yeah. It's that big.
And do you know what the repercussions would be?
Oh, my gosh.
Half of Milwaukee, gone. Gene, here's your last quote.
I wasn't sticking ice cream sundaes in their faces, but it was the group mentality.
That was Bonnie Crawford, an Oregon woman, telling USA Today that a study released this week rings true. A study that says what may be contagious?
Obesity?
Correct. Got some chunky friends? Chances are you're no Jack LaLanne yourself there, buddy. According to a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, obesity may be contagious. People whose friends were overweight were 57% more likely to gain weight as well, even if they weren't living in close proximity to the hefty friend. Researchers think having overweight friends may change your perception of what an acceptable body type looks like, leading to weight gain.
I don't see. How did they figure that out?
They notice clusters of overweight people.
Right.
No, it's permission. It's like, I mean, you got to admit, if your partner, you know, gains a few pounds, you're thinking, all right, that's like money in the bank, you know? It's like, yeah, yeah. No, I'll take the Haagen-Dazs. Thanks. Yeah.
Carl, how did Gene do?
Gene was perfect, Luke. She had three correct answers, so Gene, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Thank you.